This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 50,000 crore rupees in Amravati, Andhra Pradesh in a short while from now. The Prime Minister will also flag off the construction of core capital facilities in Amravati, the greenfield capital city of Andhra Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated to the nation the Viringyam International Deep Water Multipurpose Seaport, which is the country's first semi-automated port. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said it is a significant step forward in the development of India's maritime infrastructure. He said the Viringyam port is a great model of new age development and will bring great economic stability and benefits to the country and to Kerala.
इस सी पोर्ट को 8,800 करोड़ रुपीस की लागत से तैयार किया गया है। यहाँ दुनिया के बड़े मालवाहक जहाज आसानी से आ सकेंगे। अभी तक भारत का 75% ट्रांसशिपमेंट भारत के बाहर के पोर्ट पर होता था। इससे देश को बहुत बड़ा रेवेन्यू लॉस होता आया है। ये परिस्थिति अब बदलने जा रही है। अब देश का पैसा देश के काम आएगा। जो पैसा बाहर जाता था वो केरला और विरिंगम के लोगों के लिए नई इकोनॉमिक अपॉर्चुनिटी लेकर आएगा.
The Prime Minister announced that the current transshipment at the Viringyam port will increase threefold in the future. The Prime Minister visited the port's operations building and inspected the control systems. Addressing the event, Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan said the Viringyam port has opened a gateway to the development potential of the third millennium. The major part of the Phase 1 construction of the Viringyam port was completed in December 2024. The Viringyam port, which is the dream project of Kerala, is finally becoming a reality after a long wait of nearly 3 decades. The commissioning of the Viringyam port in Thiruvananthapuram marks a major event in Indian port history, placing Kerala on the global maritime map. The Global Media Dialogue began this morning at the Jio World Convention Centre in Mumbai as part of the WAVE Summit 2025. The event marks a significant milestone in the country's engagement with the global media and entertainment landscape. The 4-day WAVE Summit, which began yesterday, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Global Media Dialogue has been organised by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting with support from the Ministry of External Affairs. Speaking at the inaugural session, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said technology and tradition must go hand in hand. Dr. Jaishankar said India's vision of becoming a developed nation by 2047 must be driven by technology but grounded in cultural identity. On the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said globally the media and entertainment industry is valued at around $3 trillion.
Globally, the media and entertainment industry is valued around $3 trillion. But its true value goes far beyond the numbers. The true value lies in the empathy that it creates, in the ideas that it conveys, and in the future that it helps us imagine.
Over 60 countries are participating in the event with delegations from across Asia, Europe, Africa, and the Americas. Bollywood actor Amir Khan has applauded WAVES for helping the nation become a leader in media and entertainment.
I've been around for almost now 35 years. And in these 35 years, I have not seen any government, and there have been a number of governments, who has ever thought about us. So this is the first time that any government has applied their mind and their emotions and said, let's do something in media and entertainment. Let's make that powerful. Let India be a leader in that. Now, whether we finally become a leader or not, that we will see. But the fact that the present government has thought about it and has actually made the effort to announce it and organize it, it's a huge opportunity for all of us as Indian filmmakers across the language.
Delhi and its adjoining areas woke up to heavy rainfall and thunderstorm this morning. Although it brought a much-needed respite from the heat spell, the rains also led to waterlogging, uprooting of trees and traffic disruptions. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued yellow alert for the national capital with forecast of heavy rainfall, thunderstorms and gusty winds over the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.